Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're on digital, FM, satellite, online at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Rachel Martin.
And I'm Allison Stewart. Coming up, The Week in Iraq, and we're going to launch the Bryant Park Project Book Club. But first, let's get some news headlines.
This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. The floodgates of cash are opening wide in the Democratic presidential race. It's already the most moneyed contest in the party's history, and fundraising in February only went up. Here's NPR's Peter Overby.
Hillary Clinton's campaign put to rest the suggestions that her donors are tapped out or fading away. More than $35 million poured into campaign coffers this month. That's more than Barack Obama raised last month when he set a record for a contested Democratic primary. Clinton's turning point seemed to be February 6th when she revealed that she had lent the campaign $5 million. She talked about it Thursday while campaigning in Hanging Rock, Ohio.
You know, when people found out that, we didn't have the resources to compete, and I did put my own money in, it just set off a chain reaction across the country.
Which isn't to say Clinton has caught up to Obama. His campaign says this month it raised considerably more than $35 million.
That was NPR's Peter Overby reporting. Some business headlines. Freddie Mac is announcing a $2.5 billion loss in the fourth quarter. The mortgage funding company has formed a special committee to investigate allegations of mismanagement by company directors and officers. Earlier this week, Freddie Mac competitor Fannie Mae reported a fourth quarter loss of $3.6 billion. And Sprint Nextel is reporting another major loss, $29.5 billion in the fourth quarter. The loss was expected because of the huge write-down related to its merger with Nextel Communications. Eight people were injured in an explosion at a retail building in a Chicago suburb yesterday. Witnesses say they heard a loud boom around noontime and saw a large cloud of debris swirling across the street. Many people initially thought the blast was a bomb, but fire officials say they suspect a gas leak was to blame. Officials are still working to determine the exact location of the blast, which damaged several retail stores as well. And finally, musician Buddy Miles has died. Miles was best known for his work with Jimi Hendrix and Santana. He passed away Tuesday at his home in Austin, Texas, after a battle with congestive heart failure. He was 60 years old. Here's NPR's Netta Ulaby with this memorial.
Buddy Miles led his own bands. He sang, but he was most of all a drummer, one whose relentless funk fused rock, jazz, and soul. Here he is at the Fillmore East with Band of Gypsies in 1969, trading licks with Jimi Hendrix. Buddy Miles was born in Omaha, Nebraska. By the time he was 12, he was drumming professionally in his father's jazz band. Soon, he was backing the Ink Spots and Wilson Pickett, among others. Miles recorded over 70 albums, including his own hit, Them Changes, in 1971.
Well, my mind is going through them changes.
Buddy Miles was also the voice of one of the California Raisins.
That was NPR's Netta Ulaby reporting, and that is the news. It is always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.